on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. We so fly. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side. We so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. She give me eggs.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rod One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And tonight, I had the same thing going on for y'all. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to try to make it through it because my guest that's on right now, we're having a little connection issue. But, you know, any event that, you know, she's not able to make or join the show tonight, we're going to work through it and we're going to get on another time. Even if I have to do a pre-record, which I don't normally do, I normally, you know, do all my stuff live, but I'll do one if I have to work it out because, I believe her story is really important and what she's been able to discover about herself and the things that we have out here available to us when we have the right knowledge, to be able to take care of ourselves. So, you know, I really would like this conversation to go through, but for right now, it might be a few issues going on here and there with the connection. So, bear with us if that happens, and then if not, then we'll bring it back on another time and we'll make it shake. But other than that, thank y'all so much for joining me each and every week like y'all do, man, right here every Tuesday 8 p.m Sparking Conversation, y'all. I have to give thanks. Y'all know how I start my show off every week. I gotta give thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. Y'all know y'all the real MVPs. I say that each and every week because it's just an honor to have people that really just tune into what you have to say and they want to hear what you have to say. And, you know, and this has nothing to do with the visual part. Like, we, you know, most people are into, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's part of it. But we also understand that the podcast game is an audio game, right? So the fact that you have people that are really out here checking for your audio version and not just the form of them looking at you, that's pretty dope. So I want to give special thanks to those people that do that each and every week for me. They download the audio version and be on Spotify, Apple, Tidal, all the places that y'all guys stream podcasts, and we there. So, I definitely, you know, understand, you know what I'm saying? So thank y'all, man, for all of y'all that do that, right? So definitely appreciate y'all, for real. But let's do this, man. Y'all know, before I get into the show tonight, we got to give thanks. We got to give thanks to a bunch of the people that helped make the joint possible, right? And look, I want to be completely honest with y'all, man. You know, I'm just appreciative of all the content and all of the projects that I have my hands on and the fact that you guys are really supporting it out there. Let's just give it up for Kill No One, right? Because I just got to make sure I give this shout out to Kill No One. Shout out to all the people that starred in Kill No One Part 1 with me. It's a comedy. It's a short film comedy about a group of friends who are on their way to what we would call out here nowadays. You know, they doing the line dance joints. We call it the boots on the ground events, right? So we on our way to one of them and one of the cars break down. And then, yo, it's just a whole bunch of little mishaps that happen with somebody who's actually, you know, out there to try to, you know, figure us out with their little kitchen knife. So I think it's dope. And I want to give a shout out to all y'all that push play because we are now close to 15,000 views. I know last week, whenever I came on, we were somewhere close to 12. And I know a couple of weeks ago, whenever we filmed part two, which was about 3 weeks ago, we filmed part two. And we were only at 9,000 at that point. So it's been growing expeditiously. You guys are really out there pushing play on that. So thank y'all so much for supporting that, right? And then when part two drop, I need y'all to do the same thing, man. Let's run it up. right? Let's keep it going, because we got another one coming after that. We got part three coming after that. And then we got another series that, well, we got another series coming after part two. Then we got part three coming to Kill No One. So we just going to keep going, man. We're going to keep building. And now look, we just want to give y'all, you know, just say thank you to y'all, because like I said, you know, we do this for the people. We try to bring a little bit of laughter and light to people's situation. We know it's a lot of things going on out here in the world right now. They got people up in arms. They got people, you know, on the edge of their seat, got people walking on eggshells. A whole bunch of racial tension, a whole bunch of war talk, a whole bunch of financial issues going on with people. It's just a lot. It's just a lot of fear mongering going on. People are really scared out here. They're scared of a nuclear war. The news, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, mainstream media has this way of controlling the narrative and having people in fear and the energy of fear. Like, for the vampires that are out there, you know, there is a such thing as energy vampires. And I feel like we use that as a metaphor nowadays because people are so desensitized to spiritual things because of the way life is set up and the way Hollywood has set up the way movies go and stuff like that, that people look at these things as fiction or like it's not real. But these are real entities out here that feed off of energy, right? Let's think about this, yo. For the longest, there's been a bunch of things going on out here in the world where they've been looking for children. And the fact that it's been children missing the way that they have been, they've been tying that to a whole bunch of different things. They've been tying it to secret societies. They've been tying it to the elite. They've been tying it to the government. And they also been tying it to satanic rituals that happens that they use children for, because the reason why these things are so prevalent and children are being harmed the way they do, because a lot of these people that follow these satanic worshipers and they do these things where they follow certain rituals to help keep or maintain their eliteness, right? They like to hurt children because to them and in their mind, and I guess to all of us, right? The more innocent a person is, the closer they are to God. So what they do is they like to harm children in a way where they feel like in that sense they're harming God because of the way God feels about his innocent. And which leads me to believe something like this, like for all the people that are Satanists and worshipers and people out here who do these things, occultism and things like that, you know, it just, it's a thing where it makes you seem like where we know now that the opposite force is just as real, even though it doesn't show itself as often. And what I mean by the opposite source is that right now, whatever the evil, the top evil is, or whatever is considered evil, it has shown itself throughout all of the years, throughout war. I mean, think about it. Even the crucifix of, you know, Jesus Christ came from the fact of it was the church who had him sacrificed. It wasn't the people. It was the church who had him sacrificed. And at that time, you gotta believe, you know, we still living in those times today where, you know, there are people who are in an elite position that are doing things to the people who come with a message of freedom, who come with an urgency of helping people to understand the power is within them, not from something that's coming from outside of them. But what I mean by all that is to say, yeah, so all these things that they do to children, right? And they do it in a way where they harm the children and they take things from the child in order for them to consume, in order to expand their life, expand their looks, and expand their riches is the way that they view things. And I'm just saying, for all the people who don't believe that, that's fine. But if you think about it, it was 500 and something thousand children that were missing that came through the Biden administration when they let all these illegals in. Just kind of picture that, y'all. 500,000, that's half of a million children that are missing. And, you know, there's been a couple of things happening. We're going to talk about that tonight where it's been some efforts that's been done to retrieve some children, right? It's been a group, and a large group, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, right? Because It's a lot of things going on when it comes to that. And we want to make sure and spark a conversation that we give this information out, because I understand in the day-to-day that what people are mostly concerned about is the things that they distract us about, while at the same time, underneath us, they're doing things to us that's even worse. That, like, they're really harming our children because we're too busy paying attention, worrying about a bomb dropping, you know, and things like that, that we're not paying attention to what the real deal is. It's to get you in fear. It's to put you in a place where you feel like you need help. And then what's going to happen? Next thing you know, it's going to be a bunch of people running inside shelters, right? Government-owned shelters. And then next thing you know, they're going to be doing certain things to you. They're going to be quarantining people. They're going to be inoculating people. They're going to be separating children from parents in order for them to do whatever they feel like their protocols is. And I think people are not understanding what the fear-mongering that's going on with the potential wars that's going on with Iran and Israel and with the United States. And this is another thing, too, that's crazy, too, because at the end of the day, for those people that really feel like God is in charge in their life and in the things around them, how could you not have more faith than you do? And I get it. Most people be like, yo, Rod, you the main one talking about why not be prepared? You know, like you said, you can't wait for the lights to go out to have candles. You should have that on deck, right? You shouldn't have to wait for a tragedy to happen for you to have something that you need. And we also understand, too, that the fact that you live in fear is what causes you to make decisions, rash decisions, irrational decisions that you don't need to do. And then you wind up being in a hole worse than you were before you went in. Because what we know, that you should always remember that the people that has always been in control of everything that we have going on, they've used fear to keep you in a box. They've used fear to keep you separated, and they use fear to keep you poor. Because how often has religion been used in a way where have a bunch of everyday people feeling like the only way that they can make it to heaven is to be poor? Which is weird, because they say that when you get to heaven, the streets are paved in gold. In my father's house, they have many mansions. I don't know about y'all, but when it's considered a mansion, it's considered over a certain square footage. That's more than what is considered a house. Right? A mansion is a house, but a mansion is called a mansion for a reason. The square footage, the amount of space that it is. So for all the people that feel like they're going to pass away and then they're going to enter the kingdom of heaven and have a mansion on their own, why would it be a mansion if your whole existence on earth was to only be poor? Like, that doesn't make sense. But at the end of the day, I get it. Most people are blind to what is being told to them versus what do they feel on the inside? And I feel so bad for those type of people who think that way, right? That feel like, you know, God is only real or present in the fact that whenever they need something, instead of them understanding how real he is or how prevalent he is, even when we can't see what we need or we can't see the outcome. And that's the whole purpose of faith. But here's the thing about faith. Like, even if you cannot stop a nuclear bomb, right? I even seen people out here who went and started purchasing shelters. Like, not even shelters that go under the ground. It's above ground shelters that you could hook up in your backyard, and they got all these things. And somebody don't want to help me to understand, how come they got these regularly ready for you guys at this particular point in time right now? Do y'all not understand? Like, yo, if it was really about something that has been an emergency, will be things that will be created now. Like, how can we predict the war at a particular date to the point where now they got bunkers that people could buy and just put up in their backyards? Like, where was these bunkers at 4 or 5 years ago? Because if that was the case, then why wouldn't they have put that out during COVID, where people would have had time to really understand their bunker and load up, do everything that they need to kind of put themselves in a position, right, to have greenhouses so they could grow their own stuff and all that other stuff, if it was a such thing as keeping people at a certain distance away from each other? What was it, 6 feet? Or what was it, 6 feet distances during the COVID era? And then even then, when you went into grocery stores, you had people who were scared to be next to people, but you in the freaking grocery store, right? They had little signs on the floor for you to stand at certain places in order for you to go. They had ways that you could go into a store. The way you go in is not the way you go out. They had you in. They had all of these other things in place, but why wouldn't they have that in place during that time if that's the case? Because that would have kept people more self-sufficient and kept them out of large crowds. But why not sky. They kept people out of churches, but you could go to any store. Like, yo, you could go to any store you want to. You just couldn't go to one. You couldn't go to a restaurant, but you could still shop retail. Yo, you bugging. And then we was talking about, yo, think about how much money Amazon and UPS and all these other places made, especially Amazon, because they're not just a delivery service. People are actually ordering from their website. And that's what I was thinking, too, about UPS and them. Like, why wouldn't you guys pick up one of these other spots like, you know, eBay or, you know, one of these other spots that have a store, sort of like, you know, Google. I mean, sort of like Amazon, so you guys can compete. But anyway, but the fact that, you know, all of these things went up, they were talking about the stock of all these places, and they went up during COVID because people was ordering online and getting them delivered. But have any of y'all ever stopped to think about, is it Amazon or wherever they actually produce the goods from, like actually get it out to the people? Isn't that a warehouse situation? So you got to think about the thousands and thousands of packages that was going out a day, because more packages was going out more because people couldn't go out and get things themselves. They had to get it delivered. Do you think that those factories wasn't packed with people? Now, y'all ain't think about the play. Did y'all look at the fact that during COVID, all of the Fortune 500 companies, whether it's the S&P 500, you go look at all of them, how much profit they made during COVID. Like, y'all don't see that? Like, every time they pull the wool over your eye, they find a way for it to take from you. It's like you guys look at it as a way. They playing with the weather, and as soon as they say it's a severe thunderstorm or it's a hurricane-type situation coming, people run out to the grocery stores, they buy everything, and then next thing you know, an hour later, the storm gone. They've been doing that for the longest, yo. And then whenever things have really been bad, then you got to think deeper. So let's think about this. Whenever the floods and a big storm came through Western North Carolina, right? And you got to think about it. That storm traveled a path that a storm never really travels across land like that. So that's another thing that should open our eyes. Secondly, if you think about the area of Western North Carolina, what is the natural resource that's in that area that they've been trying to mine? Think about it. If they're trying to get everything to go electric vehicles and all that. So if it's the batteries they need, what they need, cobalt and all these other things. So think about all the natural resources that are in that area in the mountains of North Carolina, in the Western North Carolina. Look about all that stuff that's there. And exactly where the storm hit is the place where all of that is, where they have actual mines, where they can mine that stuff at. Y'all don't think that was a play? Like, come on, think about it. So this is not conspiracy theories. This is just people just actually paying attention. Like, if you're going to be scared of something, at least pay attention to what you're scared of. Like, you should not just be scared of the fear of the surface part. We should be going to look. Like, what's in that area? Why that area? If the storm never travels across, like a hurricane, if it doesn't travel across land like that, because, you know, hurricanes start in the ocean. So the mixture for hurricanes, it has something to do with the pressure, and it has something to do with moisture, water. Right? So if all that is something to do with it, how did it move across dry land the way it did and cause so much damage in the area that it did if it wasn't on purpose? Like, you don't have to be a rocket scientist for you guys to get this, but for so many of us, we're so distracted by the things that go on that we don't pay attention to what's really in front of us. What's in front of us is they using and coming up with ways to play us, yo. And y'all are keep following, well, falling for it in a way where, you know, it's making it look like it's that easy. But there are a group of people in this world that are actually waking up. Right? They're waking up to everything that's going on around them and not falling for it. Nobody wants the war in Israel right now, except Israel. Well, in Iran and Israel, nobody wants that except them. Now, we understand the people of Iran, like the way that they feel about Iran, they got the right to, because they don't like the government in Iran. The government in Iran be wild. They don't, the women don't got no rights at all. That's why whenever we think about things that go on over here in America, we got all these broken families, all these people, or especially in America over here, you got all the women out here screaming that they don't need no man. Everything is independent and all that, but they don't understand just like how good they got it to be able to have a choice like that, because over there in Iran, Iran, women don't got no motherfucking choice. They don't got no choice on religion. They don't got no choice on what they wear. They got to wear hijabs and all that 24/7. If you even show a little piece of your hair, you get locked up. You know, and they've been beating and destroying the women over there, like really treating them like a piece of cattle over in Iran. So this has been a thing for years. You got to remember, just 4 years ago, they had the lady out there that they murdered in the middle of the street because she showed her hair. And then remember when all the women came together over in Iran and they was banding together to say, yo, no more. You can't treat us like this. We don't want to be Muslim no more. We don't want to wear the hijab no more. We don't want to be your properties no more. They did all that. Do y'all remember what they did to those women out there? It was 13 or so women. Y'all remember what happened to them? Look what happened to those women that banded together. But it was more women that came together. It's just that tragically about 13 of them had to eat some, you know what I'm saying? They're not here no more. All because they don't even have regular rights. So the fact that we living in an era where we like, yo, we don't want to go to war with them. Whatever they got going on over there is their business. But we still morally can say and have an opinion to say, yo, over in our brand, the women, that all the stuff that y'all going through is foul. But at the end of the day, the people over here, they don't want no war with them. We could care less. We don't want to go through stuff for Israel. Like, why? Like, they don't got nothing to do. Israel don't come to the aid of none of the people over here. Like, everything that go on with Israel go on with people who are in the government. They the ones that seem to benefit from whatever relationship that they have with Israel, but not us. Like, we don't have any, like, that doesn't benefit us at all. They've been sending taxpayer dollars over to Israel for a mad long time. For what? For them to take something from some people that was already there. That is just sounds like what it is with us. Like, I think about this all the time. Like, when it comes down to the Jewish community, they want everybody to remember the Holocaust. Like, they want the Holocaust to be the first and the worst tragedy that ever happened to a group of human beings in the world. And we know that's not true. But just respectfully saying that y'all went through some shit, right? But at the end of the day, what we saying is that if y'all know that y'all went through certain things like that, how can y'all in turn do that to somebody else and feel okay about it? Because the Palestinians have been there before y'all got there. I mean, it's just a truth. It's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't get there till somewhere around the 60s. And since then, y'all been running things over there. And how the Palestinians live there and they don't even have a right to vote. How can they not vote in the place they live at? Right? And so every time we turn around, it's another war going on over there that they cause. So the people who are in power can stay in power because that's a rule, right? It's like, yo, whoever, long as there's a war, whoever's in power, stay in power until the war is over. Like every time it's time for a regime change over there in Israel, it seems like there's a war pop off. Like something is a conflict. And it's weird to us, like how are we so tied to the Jewish state and the Jewish community over in Israel when if that's the case and if that was their land and it was really supposed to be for them and all that other shit, then why they gotta fight for it? It should be already there. Like, I don't get it. And I understand what they talk about in the Bible, the land of milk and honey, and how they said God supposedly sent people over there and told them to take it, kill the giants, kill the women, kill the children, don't do nothing. I understand that part, but it still sounds like what's going on today, right? Somebody from another dimension or people who are have higher sense of who they are that's controlling the people that are down under them and having them do their shit for them. Because there's never been nothing in the world for us to understand. If God is a person who says, let there be light, and there was a sun that popped up and created the world and everything in it within 7 days, why would he need anybody to go do some shit for him? Like, literally think about that. If he created the world and everything in it, why would he need men or man to go fight a war and to take something because he said it was supposed to be theirs? Like, why would he do that? Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, we fall for this every day. It's a bunch of people right now that go to church every single Sunday. They go every Tuesday. They in there on Thursdays. And a lot of times they have some type of event or program on Fridays or somebody else church on Saturdays or some convention, all based on this particular doctrine. And this is what's weird, because they know that they could find a group of people to follow, right? So even when it comes to that, because come on, y'all, let's be real. Like, we got a bunch of people over here in America that just do what they want. And the people that are here, we don't, we go through the stupidest shit. We got things that help us to understand how much we don't stick together as a group of people. Because when other people come over here and other cultures and stuff, they stick together. Even when it's illegal, they stick together. Because check this out. So out in Florida, I know most of y'all heard about this, but if y'all didn't, y'all know that last week in Florida, they had this big bus, right, that was going on through the DMV because the Latino people that was working for the DMV, they were giving the illegals driver's licenses. Like, just giving them driver's licenses. Like, yo, they didn't have to take no tests. They didn't have to go through none of that shit. They just had to show up, whatever their little situation going on, their little... the app that they was using to show up over here, they just got to show that. It was like little basic stuff that they had to do, and it was going. And the people down in Florida, the Latinos that was in Florida, yo, that worked for the DMV, they was like, yo, come through, we got you. Now, we know that they was taking some money. Like, yo, they ain't say that part, but we know better. All of us that know when what a deal is, like, yo, listen, we know that some money exchange hand. They didn't just because they like you, just say, here, nah. It was a bunch of people, illegals over here, that got that free money from the government, thousands of dollars from the government. They took that money and they came to their people, and their people got that money from them. And they was giving them driver's licenses. Now in Florida, it was mad motor vehicle, just shit going on. Mad accidents, mad deaths by motor vehicles, all coming to find out that the majority of the things that was going on was illegals who had driver's licenses who never took a driving test. So, of course, they got busted. And guess what? We know it ain't just Florida. Florida just got a lot of Latinos there. But we know it ain't just Florida. We know it's mad other states, too. They've been running that play, especially all the sanctuary states, because why wouldn't the people who are crooked or people who do anything for a dollar? If you think about people who could be bought and anybody look for a little extra income or just a little hustle where they could take or, you know, they could do something they feel like they could get away with it. Think about that. They're going to do that. They know these illegals got money. Right? They know the illegals got money. So what they going to do? They going to take that. You're going to, yo, you're going to spend that money. Come through. Pay me $500. You got a license. I'm not saying that was the price. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, we know that they didn't just do this for nothing. It's just like all the other stuff that take place. We know it's corruption everywhere. And for y'all to sit up here and act like y'all don't think that is crazy. These people pay these people to give them a driver's license when you know you that have been born here, you've been lived here. And then even for us, people that look like me, descendants of people who worked for free, who did all these things for free, we still haven't found a way to work together to be able to help each other. I'm not saying that we need to find something illegal to do. But damn it, y'all, like, this don't inspire y'all at all. Like, even though it's illegal for what they did, they got to pay for that. But the fact that they actually look out for each other, we know they paid and all that. But I'm not saying that, right? What I'm saying is that regardless, they was willing to risk it all to help their people and get a little bit of change in their pocket at the same time. But they was willing to risk it all to save their people or help their people. Now, look at us. Like, yo, we come from people, think about this. We come from people who used to pick cotton for free, but then now we grown and we older and we smarter and we haven't figured out, yo, shouldn't we own cotton fields? Isn't everything that people wearing today still use cotton? Like, everything that we did for free, we should be owning a part of it right now. They said sugar cane. They said, yo, they had us out here slaves picking sugar cane. Like, yo, we don't own sugar. Like, there's no way we shouldn't own sugar. Yo, the sugar cane, bamboo, it produces bamboo. Okay, so then, bam, if they make toilet paper out of bamboo. So if we did the sugar cane, we could have our own toilet paper company soon, paper towel company soon as well, right? But I bet y'all if the storm come through right now, how many of y'all going to run down to the grocery store and buy a bunch of paper towel and toilet paper? But have you never thought that that's still cotton? Yo, most of the toilet paper and paper towel brands have the word cotton in it. Think about that, y'all. But that's the stuff that we don't pay attention to. That's the stuff that we allow them to use. You know what I'm saying? And also, let's just put it to you like this. And all the people out here that was so wilding about, that's why I'm saying y'all pay attention to mainstream media if you want to. I'm just saying y'all wild out about these tariffs. so many people talk so much shit, and there was so many videos going on. Oh, Trump, he doing this. He messing up the world with the tariffs and all that other shit. But for most of us, we paid attention to what the tariffs was about. It was about commodities. It was about trade. It was about whatever is being produced and sold in between the countries. Like, you know, and at that point, it seemed like we would have been like, yo, okay, bet. They talking about this, and he is saying that he charging them this. And he like, yo, I don't care. Like, yo, I'm not playing with y'all. Everybody going to pay. Like, yeah, I know we cool, but you going to pay. And then if we think about that, then we should have been really all of us. I know I was, and I am. But, I mean, for other people, should be definitely like, yo, all right, bet. Let's figure this out. So he bringing manufacturing back over here. So we got cars and we got technology. All right, bet. So what about fruit? What's going on with fruit, meat, dairy? What's going on with all of these other things that's being transported back and forth? Where's all that going? Boom. Then that's when all of us should be into the commodities and futures trading, right? Like, for all of us, because we should be making money off of the money that's being made, because we the ones spending the money. It's not like, you ever think about yourself or the people that's watching, like me, like y'all, the consumers out here. Do y'all ever think about most of all the stuff that go on in the background is because of us, not because of them? They just do all the stuff in the background, but it's because we the ones spend the money. Like, we spend the money and then we just consume. That's it. We go to the grocery stores. We go to the clothing stores. We do all these other things. We just consume. But we're not thinking about taking that same amount of money. Just like your cell phone bill. Like, if you was to get an ETF right now that carries your cell phone company in it, that pays a dividend, do you know the amount of money that you put in there, what you get back as a dividend, could pay for your cell phone? But that's you investing in the company. If you shop at certain places all the time, invest in the company so that way you can get some money back. I'm saying that these are things that we don't think about at all. Like, they just don't pay attention to it. And that's the part that I'm saying to y'all about how they pull the wool over our eye. They got everybody up here talking about the war and about a nuclear bomb, but have any of y'all checked the stock market the last couple of days? What's the first thing that happens when there's a war? Everybody start pulling their money out, right? Stocks and all these other things start crashing, right? Everything go down, right? That's the number one thing. Every war, go back and look it up. Every war, y'all, that ever took place, the stock market took a hit. Every single one. Now, how come all of a sudden they got missiles and everybody's seeing the shit flying around, and then we go look at the NASDAQ and everything, they up 300 points, they up 400 points? Bitcoin back up over 100,000? But y'all want to go buy bunkers? Y'all really going to get out here and expect a nuclear war and bombs and all that shit to drop? When the people who, you got to follow the money, these people that, you got to always follow the money, because the elites is going to try to stay elite. Every time, y'all, they not going, y'all are the ones that sitting up here in the feeble mind state or in the lesser than mind state. Right? That y'all will allow them to put y'all in fear, not understanding the fact that you got to follow the money. If you follow the money, you will see it ain't no war going to happen. Not at all. Like, we understand they got to do what they got to do over there and make it look like something. We understand that. Look, I'm not one to call for it. All I'm saying is that you got to follow the money before you get fearless. Like, I mean, well, you get fearful. Sorry, before you get fearful, you're supposed to follow the money. And if you're following the money, there's no way that the stocks and everything should be up right now. There's no way. Right? Because isn't these the people who starting the wars? Aren't these the people that's calling the shots in the background? It's the people with the money, right? So if the people with the money is calling the shots in the background, how are they making more money? That don't make sense. So that's what I'm saying about the way people allow their minds to be controlled by the outside, right? Because now people will have a fear of dying, which I'm not understanding that, because it's inevitable. We don't want to go before a certain time. None of us do, right? But that's the one thing we cannot fear, because that's the one thing that's going to happen no matter what. Yo, you may not ever be a millionaire ever in your life, but you are going to leave here. So whatever it is that you may not ever be. It's things that you can be trying right now that you may never be in life. It was things, you know, people who could really play basketball and never make it to the NBA. But the people who made it to the NBA and the people who didn't, guess what they both going to do? They are going to leave here. So at the end of the day, being fearful of that is not the way that we supposed to live. You live in now. Live now. But if you don't follow the money, you're going to continue to be in fear. That's how you can understand the play. You got to follow the money because the elite is the money. That's what makes them elite. Not because of the way they think. Not because of how they look. It's the money. The money which makes them elite, y'all. Come on. Like, what are we talking about here? That's the only thing. So if you're following that, then you can pretty much follow what the play is and when they're manipulating you. And then when it's things in the background, right? Because what's happening? All the people would have pulled their money out if that was the case. Everybody would have pulled their money out of investment places automatically if that was the case, y'all. And guess where all the money would have went into? Ammunition. All the people would have been investing. All the money would have went into those industries because those are on the stock market too. Y'all know that's up there, right? Weapons, the all of that's it's up there for you to invest in right now if you want to. I'm sure all of y'all know that, right? Because y'all on your phones all day, right? I know that. Y'all scrolling on social media all day. I know y'all using your phones for what they for. I know y'all using your Googles. There's no way that y'all are around here scrolling every day and doing all these other things and not investigating and not paying attention to the things that you should pay attention to. If you know, there's no need for you to be in fear if you're paying attention, right? How many of y'all get up in the morning and be scared that the floor ain't going to be there? How many of y'all? Somebody in the chat right now, put it in there that you ever wake up in the morning and don't think that the floor is going to be there. So just as much as you know that when you get up out the bed that put your feet on the floor going to be there, that's just how much you should be about everything else that's going on in your life too. You should be that sure about the things that you got going on in your life too. You shouldn't have to walk around here guessing. And you don't have to guess when you pay attention. And paying attention will keep you from not guessing. That's just what it is. You can live in fear all you want to, but as long as you're not following the money, you're going to stay in fear, right? Because look, hold on, let me get into a couple of comments because, you know, I got to get into some comments real quick before I move on because I got another thing I want to tell y'all because look, you know, they got to stop playing with our kids. Let's see. Hey, Cuzzo, I'm in Florida now, and they driving, don't know how to read the signs or what it means for real, for real. This is so true. And in the New York City, the same thing goes on. Facts, Cuzzo, that's what I was saying because, yo, it's been so many situations happening where people have just been getting just mollywopped by cars in Florida. Like, it has gone up, like, 300%. And that's what made them put two and two together. It's always a way, y'all. Like I'm telling y'all, God always got a way of putting things in a perspective for you if you're looking through the lens of your spiritual eye. You cannot look at everything from the fleshly standpoint. You gotta use discernment. You gotta do more and to get, and I don't care, y'all, if y'all gotta fast, if y'all gotta get out here and ground, you know, take your shoes off and go stand in the ground. Like, go stand in the grass somewhere. Get connected back to the earth. You gotta pay attention. Learn how to fast and deny yourself certain things so that way you can receive the things you need because, guys, these are all things that you're gonna need to go get by because you cannot live in fear. You cannot be a fear-based group of people with still and then have expectations for everything to go right in your life because you got to be able to take chances and getting up every day to go outside your door is a chance that you got to take. And as long as you guys are moving and basing things on fear, then you always going to be controlled. Right? You always going to be controlled. And that's the part that we're trying to get out of. We're trying to get out of the fact of being controlled. We're trying to put ourselves in a position where we don't have to guess. And so many of us, we in situations around people who at one point, sometimes they fearless. And then the next thing you know, they scared. So what do you do in situations like that? Because the only way that you could get, this is what I was thinking about the other day. We was talking about families, right? And family structure. And there's so many people out here who got away from the family structure, because family has been narrowed down to bills and hanging out, right? People have never associated your family or like the family dynamic with the man that goes to God and then the wife that follows the man, and then the children that follow the mom. Like, if there is a hierarchy, or if there is a rhythm, let's use that word, right? If there is a rhythm to everything else that go on in the world, the way the sun go up and rise and set, the way the moon does, everything is in a rhythm. If you ever be at a beach, have y'all ever gone to the beach and just stood there and just watched the waves? Like, if you just watch the way the waves come up on shore and then recedes on its own. Now, we understand if there's tens of 20,000 miles of sea and the water never goes past its line and it just recedes. Like, y'all ain't never looked at the rhythm of the way that the water rushes up on the beach and then goes back. Have y'all ever paid attention to the tide when y'all was out there? Have y'all ever noticed that everything is done in a rhythm? Have you ever watched a dolphin swim? Have you ever watched the way that they move their tail? Have you ever went to the zoo and just paid attention to the penguins and how they move around? I know I sound a little weird right now. I'm kind of going off my topic a little bit, but all I'm saying is that have y'all ever paid attention to how many things in nature go by a rhythm? It's a rhythm. It's a frequency. It's like they hear music. It's like they feel music all the time. The way that they move, it's the way that they move. It's a gape. If you watch the way the wolf gapes when he walks, he doesn't just walk, he gapes almost like a deer. Like, if you ever watch the deer, it gapes. It doesn't just walk. It has a rhythm to it. And the way that it stops and goes, a kangaroo, if you ever watch a kangaroo move, the way it hops and goes, it does it in a rhythm. Watch the birds. Everything is in a rhythm. The way that they talk to each other, it's all in a rhythm. Right. And so that's the same way with us. If we move in a certain rhythm, then things work for us in that certain way, because it's the energy, right? The energy that you produce is the energy that you receive. And that's just a fact. But anyway, I'm going to move off that real quick, because I got to get into these things, because I wanted to show y'all something, because we're talking about people who go. All right. So the children. So there was 109 children rescued. Right. But here's the thing. It was 109 kids rescued, but it was 244 child predators that got caught in order for them to rescue the 109 children. So, you know, man, look, hold on. Come on, y'all. Like, at what point do we really just keep allowing people to do whatever they want to our children? Now, I understand that a lot of these children that they're finding are not our children, so to speak. They are the children of those that was just let in here illegally. Like, we get that too. But we also know that our young girls over here in America are being taken just as much as the children, right? Like, we know that, because what's going on in D.C.? It's 34 girls missing in D.C. right now. 34. And which is crazy about D.C. is that D.C. is one of the most highly protected cities, or whatever you want to call it, district, whatever you want to call it, that little area between the DMV area, it's the most police, FBI, SBI. I mean, every form of law enforcement is in D.C. And for that to happen in D.C. is bananas to me. And it shouldn't be happening anywhere. But the fact that it's happening in a place where all the law enforcement is, right? Like, yo, I think the only thing they might not have is sheriffs out there. And I might not be on point about that. I might have to look that up, because there is some rural areas in Maryland and stuff like that where it might be, you know what I'm saying? So that might not be true. I'm sure they got sheriffs out there too, but they got everything out there, yo. Word. right? Depending on where you live at, it ain't gonna probably be no FBI there or no Secret Service or, you know, stuff like that might not be around there like that. But in D.C., every form of law enforcement in the world is in D.C. And for the fact that 34 girls are missing at the same time, and it's definitely somebody taking them. It's not like the girls are just walking off on their own. Somebody is taking them, or people are taking them. And that should be, like, D.C. should be ashamed of itself, man. Seriously. And all of us should be feeling some type of way about the fact that that's going on. Like, our young girls are being taken. And that's the same thing about all of us out here that, you know, have women in your lives, man. You know, as men, you can't look, they just gonna have to be mad at you, yo. You're gonna have to set certain boundaries and stuff for them so they just can't be, you know, so they don't get caught slipping, right? Because it's just what it is. Like, certain times of the night, like, yo, you know, certain women, they don't need to be out of the stores late at night. I don't care how safe the neighborhood is, because that's where they go get you, in the areas where they feel like you're not, because they know you more lax in areas where you feel like it's safe. And then we got to be, we got to understand this, if y'all don't understand that. Y'all remember just 2 months ago about the big pedophile bust that they did out in Florida, right? And remember, a lot of the people that they caught were law enforcement. So even law enforcement be a part of sex trafficking and everything that go on out here, too. So it's not just random people in a little van with some tinted windows waiting for you to come outside and hit you with that little cloth and black you out. It's the police and all these other people, too, that are part of that, that'll be, you know what I'm saying, putting you in the mix because you out somewhere by yourself and you just because you want to do something. And it's like, no. Right? And then they got all these other identifiers where they're not even getting you then, they're getting you later. They're marking you guys' vehicle. They're putting little dots on your windshield. They're putting things on your door handle. They're putting little, you know, if you ever go out there and check your tires, which most women don't walk around their car before they get in it, right? They just get in their car. But you know your little air thing that you know, you got your little joint on. Look, they take off and put a color up there to identify you so when the people are moving around, they can see that you a target. And they target you based on a type. Right? Not just because you're a woman, it's a type. So if they're looking for a certain type of woman and you fit that description, you're going to get marked. Even if they can't get to you right at that moment, they'll mark your vehicle. So then that way, now that your vehicle is marked, they'll be in the same places looking and understanding that this particular person right here is a person of interest. And then if they don't get you then, they'll get you later because look, you don't pay attention to your shit. But that's what goes when it's a lot of women out here who keep claiming they're independent, they tough, they don't need no man. But then, you know, people are telling you like, yo, do you know about these things? Because if you do not, then don't be hard-headed when you got somebody that care enough about you to tell you, sit your ass down. Like, you could do something tomorrow, or I could do it, or this could happen. Because have y'all noticed? They ain't stealing no men. They're stealing women and kids. So if you out there and you fit that description, they ain't even taking transgenders in them. They giving them back. Like, they ain't even taking y'all. They get y'all in the car, be like, oh, my bad, and putting y'all right back. They dropping y'all off in the parking lot. Yo, like, they don't even get y'all out the parking lot. They drop y'all around the back where the people do the deliveries at. So look, I'm just saying, word. They not playing, and y'all shouldn't be playing either. Like, we not playing out here. You gotta be in that mode. Like, you gotta be in that mode of protection at all times. 34 missing girls, 109 children. This is all in a matter of a couple of weeks. How many of y'all out there know that there's so many people that didn't catch or didn't find or didn't? Like, come on, y'all. Like, this is astonishing, man, to have these type of numbers. Right? Of things that are happening. And this many nasty-ass people out there that like to take advantage and do nasty shit to children. Sexual stuff to children. Nasty-ass people. So look, I'm just saying to y'all, at the end of the day, we on Spark a Conversation, we always are going to give this information out. I'm not going to hold back on y'all, man. Because look, man, all these things that are going on out here, I understand in my community, there's so many people who don't pay attention to it because they say that's not them, right? That's not their thing, you know? And I get it, you know? Like, something doesn't have to be a thing for you not to have to be affected by it. Like, you're still going to be affected by it, whether it's your thing or not. Y'all not, so many people swear up and down that they don't do politics, but their life is affected by politics every day. Check it out. And then another point I wanted to make earlier. Now, we got to think about it. What is Iran's biggest commodity, y'all? And that's oil, right? Oil. So they supply a lot of the world's oil. And so does Russia, and, you know. And we could. We used to supply oil to people, too. And we stopped because, well, you know, cheaper labor in other places. Just put your company over there and get cheaper labor in other places and move it through. And, you know, so that's what they did. But let's be real. We got just as much oil over here. We really shouldn't be buying oil from nobody. Technically, not in the United States. To be honest with you, over here in North America, we have every major commodity that's out here in the world that anybody will ever need. So we really shouldn't be going outside of the United States for anything we need. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But do y'all know that? And then look at the price of gas. Have y'all not seen the price of gas going down? And so y'all think it's a real war, right? Because the price of gas is going down. So wouldn't the price go up if it was a war? Because if it's a war, they got to keep paying for ammunition. Them missiles and shit ain't cheap. I mean, they sending out the cheaper version. They sending out the Timu missiles, right? But they still not cheap. So what I'm saying to y'all is that, yo, whatever they doing, it still costs money. So it's not like that. So why are gas prices down right now? Follow the money, y'all. Don't follow fear. Follow the money. Don't follow fear. You know, prepare yourself for things you may need. Get some, you know, solar generators. But you need that for just a regular storm. You're not to worry about if something. If you want to get some gas masks, get y'all some gas. Like, look, do little things that you may need. Like, go ahead and make that shake. But living in fear is crazy. It's crazy. Because you leave no room for God. And I'm sorry. Look, you can't explain to me how a bird fly. So you cannot explain to me how I'm not supposed to believe in a person who created the bird and allowed him to fly. Fuck that. You do what you want with your own life. I ain't got time for it. I ain't here to convince nobody or nothing. But I'm showing, the devil is showing himself each and every day. Every single day. And if all of us know, you gotta have an opposite. You can't have a yin without the yang. It's life. You don't have a right foot without a left foot. Now, I know some people don't got no feet. Damn, that wasn't right. But I'm not saying it in a way where, you know, I'm just making fun of people with no feet. But, I mean, you know what I mean, yo. You can't have one without the other. Well, I guess you can. You know, this, none of that sounded right. Just forget everything I just said. But I think y'all know what I mean, though, right? Like, yeah, I know y'all do. Lord, yikes. Yeah, y'all know what I mean. So, at the end of the day, there's a yin and a yang to everything. So if the devil is showing himself the way that he's showing himself, I mean, as heavy as he's been showing himself in the last, what, 8-6 months, y'all? It's been crazy with everything that's been going on. So if the devil is showing himself like that, what do you think the opposite is? Who is the devil fighting against then? If he's doing all these things, right? If Bill Gates out here creating fake ice cream, they're creating bioengineered cheese and butter. He's doing all of these things because they have an agenda for population control. And people will go right out there and buy this dumb shit. So what I'm saying to y'all is, why are we still buying butter? We know that the Amish people make butter every day. Why are we still not making our own butter? Like, why? Like, yo, like, we don't need the... There's so much stuff out here we don't need to go to the grocery store and buy. We could do it on our own. But, you know, people don't got time. Why? Because they don't have family. And they won't make a family either. And I don't mean just two people. Some, you need more than just two people for your family. Like, understand, that's not what a family is. That's just a group of people. Dead ass. But when it comes down to a family, it's a family is mad. It's more than just a couple of people together. That's a family. And a family don't always got to be your blood. Sometimes it just got to be a group of like-minded people on the same page. You got to find your tribe, y'all. This ain't it. Living monotheistic is not it. If you feel like you're the only person that's supposed to be only you and you're the only one supposed to have only what you have, then yeah, you're going to... Be by yourself as the only person. This world ain't set up for us to be monoliths, y'all. It's not set up for that. I'm sorry. As much as y'all want to run around here, act like it's all about you, it's not set up that way. No matter how you look at it, the world's not set up for you to be just about you. You got to find you a tribe, build that tribe, and get out the way. Don't be a hater. Everybody get money and move out the way. It should be assets over liabilities, right? We shouldn't have to be taking care of nobody. That's why the family is so separated now, because you got men trying to be everything and women feeling like they just have to take everything. And that's weird. Like, yo, we all should be creating assets that pay for our lifestyle. None of us should have to pay for the other person, or it has to be a take care of thing. We should be taking care of each other. And how do we do that? We create the assets that help to pay for the things that we need. That way neither one of us are coming out of our pocket, or all of us, however many of us it is not having to come out of our pockets in order to move. What we're doing is we're creating cash flow and streams of income to help afford the lifestyle that we need. That's the way the wealthy do it. And let's think about the elite for a second. That's why I'm telling y'all to follow the money. If you follow the money and you look at the S&P 500, or if you look at the NASDAQ, or if you look at any of these other, trade, if you look at these things and you see the companies that are in them, and you kind of start to break it down, and you're like, damn, these are all a lot of these things are commodities. These are all things that I can actually invest in and own. Even if I don't want to be a part of the company, I could be a part of what the company sells. How many of y'all invest in onions? But I bet y'all love onions, though. I don't like onions. But for all of y'all that invest in onions, that like onions, have you ever invested in them? I don't know. I'm just saying, if the lifestyle is for you to be poor until you die, I want you to stay away from me. That's not the vibe. I don't want to be around a bunch of broke-minded people, because that's the way they feel like they're going to get into heaven. I want to live while I'm alive. I'm not trying to wait till I die to get a mansion. I'm sorry. I don't have to have a mansion while I'm alive, but I'm not waiting till I die to get one. That's the point I'm trying to make. And if the rest of y'all are waiting for that, more power to you. I knew you was somebody who always wanted some shit for free, right? Yeah. But look, before I get out of here, I just want to say thank you to all y'all that jumped in. Thank you, Cuzzo, for your comments and stuff like that. I always appreciate when people interact with the show. I saw it was a bunch of y'all that been on, jumping off and on tonight, man. Thank y'all so much, man, for joining me every Tuesday night, man, even when I'm just by myself and hear these rants, because I don't always plan to be by myself. I want y'all to know that. But that's how life is, right? It don't always go as planned. But you got to be willing to pivot, and you got to be prepared, right? Like, you got to be prepared no matter what, because shit change. And there's always a solution if you look for one. If the problem is the biggest thing in your life, you're going to dwell on the problem. It's going to change everything. It's going to change your frequency. It's going to change your perception if you focus on the problem. But when there ever is a problem, it's only an opportunity for a solution to come. How many of y'all do that on your jobs every day? Y'all see problems and y'all create a solution for another person. Right? Y'all do that on y'all jobs every day. That's the reason why y'all work for them, is because they have a need and you are fixing the need, which helps them continue to make the money. Sure, they pay y'all, but what they make, they cash your check and they got your check on them. Think about that. You average person, no matter how much you make, I'm not knocking a person's pocket. I don't care if you make six figures. The person who signed your check, or the entity that signed your check, and the person that run that, they had your check on them in their pocket. So just think about that. Whatever you get a year, they got it on them. So that's the difference, right? So you solve a problem for them every day. So you need to do that in your life. If you could solve a problem for people who don't give a damn about you, but what you're doing for them is making money, and they just paying you to make them money, because that's all it is an investment. They're not paying you. These companies don't look at you as a person that they're paying. It's just reinvestment of their money. They just taking their money, putting it in you, because you are going to help them make more. Whatever they're paying you, you personally, just you, however many employees are in your company, all of y'all are doing the same thing, but just you. Whatever they're paying you, you've made them 100 times more than that by going to work every day. So If you could solve the problems for them, then you should be able to solve problems in your own life. It should not be where everything that's in your life is a problem and now you can't do something or something get like, I don't make no excuses for nothing in my life. I get everything done. If I don't have help, if I have help, if I need, I don't wait, I don't procrastinate, and I don't look for other people to blame. I get my shit done. I do so much stuff throughout the day. And I'm not bragging on myself. I'm saying from a person that actually does, I'm not just sitting up here talking to y'all as if I don't do it. I do all the shit myself, from research to the show, to everything, to making my own clothes, to everything. I do it myself and I make no excuses for it. And I don't care. I don't look for other people. If people around and they see a need, they want to jump in, come on, because it's always needed. But if you do not, I'm not going to blame you and I'm not waiting on you. Period. Right. And that's how all of us should be. Like, yo, we should be in that space. Right. If we could do it for other people every day, like I said, if you go to work for somebody every day, if you could do it for Eminem every day, you should be able to do it for yourself and the people who care about you. None of the people who care about you should never come last in your life. If that's what it's about. Right. Word. And I feel like, you know, at certain points, a lot of things that you do, because if that's the case, then you're going to do the positive things for the people in your life. A lot of us that jump out the window every day, all we need is a little encouragement. All we need is people to appreciate us, and we keep going. Some of y'all don't even recognize the people that y'all have around y'all because y'all too busy looking at yourself. If you pay attention to the people around you, you'll understand that you don't have to do much. You just have to do enough. But look, y'all know the vibe, man. Each and every Tuesday, man, we right here, man. We kicking that game, man. Next week, though, is going to be a really dope show. I got a young brother coming on who was wrongfully accused of a crime, and they gave him life. But he was able, through DNA and forensic, he was able to get exonerated. And he spent a lot of time in prison. He was in there ever since he was 17, and he only been out for about 4 or 5 years now for his justice to be served. And y'all know that on this platform, I always give people a voice that feel like they don't have one. Last week I had some parents on who are dealing with unjustly arrest of their child, and their child got life from walking down the street, from being just looking like somebody that a person described, but not necessarily proving that it was him. And he got life in prison, 35 years. He's been in a hole for 9 years. So, you know, the brother I got coming on next week, he's been fully exonerated, not expunged, not all that, fully exonerated. And he's back out here in life. And, you know, it's a vibe. You know what I'm saying? I met the cat in the gym. So, and he's from Jersey. So that was the whole vibe. Fab thought I looked like somebody he knew. And then come to find out, we both from Jersey. And then boom, we started talking about a few little things that's going on. And then here. So that's another thing about being in the right frequency or being in your good space. God is going to send you. Like, yo, I'll be honest with you. You don't got to chase shit when you're in the right space, man. All you got to do is attract. It'll come to you. You don't have to chase nothing or nobody. What you need is going to come to you. I pray that every morning. Right. And it happens every day. It's just so much stuff that happens in the course of my life. I don't even speak on because it just comes. And I just some of it is just hard to explain. Some of it is hard to believe. But then again, you know, you can't really talk to people about that because then they think you bragging and all this other shit. When they don't understand that it's exciting to know that you have the favor of God on your life. Like, I wish other people would feel that enthusiastic or that exciting that God favors them. Because you must be doing something right in his eyes, even though people will find more things wrong with you than right. But just know how God finds how much is right with you. It's crazy. So look, next week, same bat channel, same bat place. We're going to be right here in the building. And y'all know the vibe. So I need y'all to join me next week, Tuesday, 8 p.m., right here, sparking conversation with your boy, Rod One. And y'all know the vibe. Y'all know what I say each and every week. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until then, I'm going to say peace.